When I was a boy growing up in the suburbs, I had the good fortune to have the biggest sassafras tree in the county right outside my door. That tree taught me a lot about having respect for the natural world. But it wasn't until years later that I discovered not everyone shared that respect. Clear-cutting is an obvious example of that disrespect. But there are other overlooked forestry issues that are examples also. One of those is high grading. Most of us have never heard of high grading, yet it contributes significantly to the decline of our woodlands. High grading is when a logger removes most of the premium trees and leaves behind misshapen, diseased, or spindly ones. Such take the best and leave the rest practices are sometimes euphemistically referred to as selective cutting. It's not just loggers who are guilty of this, many forest managers as well. No matter who's doing the cutting, if the plan is based on short-term profit rather than long-term sustainability, the result is still high grading. The irony is, while landowners may turn a quick buck today, if they eliminated high grading, they could as much as double their profits in the long run. But more importantly, the health of the forest is being compromised. In papers presented at the Ancient Eastern Forest Conferences of 1997 and 99, Drs. George Bouchard and Alan Gordon of the Ministry of Natural Resources of Ontario, Canada, had shown that the genetic base of the forest is affected by such cutting. With forest health in the northern Midwest and the Northeast already suffering from the effects of acid rain, air pollution, and climatic disruption, it makes little sense to exacerbate the problem through poor woodlot management. In other words, high grading should get low grades in the school of forestry.